Welcome to the 10-Minute Healthcare Marketing Podcast, a program dedicated to helping you grow your dental or healthcare practice. We discuss exactly what you need to do to get more patients using the internet, to increase your search rankings, and to be seen as the leader in your local market. In each episode, you'll learn strategies to help you increase your online visibility. We'll teach you how you can convert your website visitors into new patients and get more calls from your website. If you've ever wondered why you don't show up in local search results, whether or not you should get involved with social media, how your competitors have so many reviews, if Google Ads are worth it, or anything else related to online marketing, then you've come to the right place. We discuss all this and more on our weekly podcast.
Thank you for listening. This is the 10-Minute Healthcare Marketing Podcast, and I'm your host, Tyson Downs. This is episode 83, and today we're going to be talking about 7 steps for rebranding your practice. Now, this can be a dental practice, healthcare practice, you know, multi-physician practice, whatever it may be. But we're going to be talking about some things that you need to consider and the process that you want to take. First, though, we're going to give you a motivational quote. That quote today is from Norman Vincent Peale. It is, "Change your thoughts and you change your world." So how does that work? You know, we oftentimes, just human nature, we think about the things that are going wrong in our life. We think about issues that we have, and some people, you know, woe is me. You know, my life is so difficult because of this, that, or the other. But when we're doing that, of course, it makes our life much, much unhappier than it really could be. When we're focusing on ourselves and focusing on the problems that we have, that means that we aren't able to serve others and help brighten another person's day. So once we, you know, we can really harness our thoughts for the good, then that's when we can change the lives of other people that we interact with on a daily basis. So once again, change your thoughts and you change your world. Okay, so we're going to be talking about rebranding a practice. You know, this is usually done, not always, but usually done when somebody buys into a practice and maybe they stay on for a couple years, the old owner stays on for a couple years, and then once the old owner retires, the new doctor that owns the practice often wants to rebrand it. And so a rebranding will typically entail things such as maybe new colors that you're using, new fonts, logo, of course, name of the practice, a lot of different things. So what do you need to consider? The first thing is, do you really need to? If a practice has been in operation for quite some time, they more than likely built up a good name, you know, solid reputation, a recognizable name, and it may not be the best thing to do to throw that all out and start over. If you have determined that it's important for you to rebrand, that you need to come up with a new name and everything, then we move up to step 2, which is understand what it takes. You know, it's going to more than likely cost you tens of thousands of dollars for a successful rebrand. And some things that you need to consider is, do you need to get a new website domain? Are you going to be doing completely new signage outside your office? You know, if you're having a new sign put up, that's going to cost a lot of money. Are you going to be needing a new logo, a new website URL domain? All that stuff is going to add up. And so understand going into this, you're going to need to do all of that. Plus, you're going to need to get your new name out there as far as local SEO goes. So all those business and directory listings that you've had created, maybe at so places such as Google, Yelp, Yellow Pages, and so on, all of those will need to go and be updated with the new business name and the new logo. And more than likely, a new description saying, you used to be this and now you're this, so that people can understand that. So that's creation of new social media covers. That's a lot of time and effort put into going and updating all those listings. So understand that it's going to take a lot of money and a lot of time to do this. No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but I just want you to understand what it will take. Next, have your vision in mind. Where do you want to be in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? What's your exit plan for the business? What do you want to portray with your redesign, you know, with your message? Who do you want your potential patients to see you as? So these are all things that you need to consider. So when you have your vision in mind, you know, go ahead and start doing your research. Think colors. How do colors affect people's emotions? We know that red is more of a aggressive type color and blue is more of a calming color. So, you know, look at the psychology of colors and how they impact people and their choices. So do a lot of research there. Look at the competition. See what the competition is doing in your market and then nationwide, and get a sense of what's working and what isn't working. You'll want to reach out maybe to patients that you have or others in your industry and get their opinion as well. What you're also going to want to do is think about what you like doing. What service do you like providing more than any other, or what's more profitable? What do you want to be known for? Think all of these things, because that may help you come up with a more unique name, compelling name, or just potentially position yourself as an expert in a certain service or industry. Think about your exit strategy. So, of course, you're not going to want to name the practice after yourself if you're thinking that you're going to sell it in X amount of years. You know, it will provide value if you have something that's a little bit more generic that somebody else can come in and just take over and use that name and that branding and everything. And of course, you're going to want to do a trademark check. Look at the trademarks that have been filed, any patents, all that kind of stuff, and see if you'd be infringing upon anything or not. You'll also want to rethink your target customers. Maybe, say, you're a dentist and you've been focusing before on family practice. And, you know, that's fine and everything, but that's not what you want to be doing. You want to be doing more cosmetic services. So you're going to want to rethink that when you're creating this new brand for your business. You're going to, of course, want to come up with a USP, a unique selling proposition. We have a blog post that we've written about that, and we'll include that in the show notes. But you're going to really want to think what you want to be doing, who your target customers are, and make sure that when you rebrand, that your rebrand is in alignment with that. And then we're almost done here, but you're going to create a plan. So create a plan of how you're going to get all of this information out. You're going to want to build a checklist. That's usually the most effective way to do it. And usually the best thing to do is just kind of do a soft launch. Maybe you, on your website, you'll redirect it to the new URL if you get a new URL website domain. So maybe you'll do that initially. And then on your website, you'll also maybe put an image or a logo or something similar that says, you know, now known as, or something to that effect, or previously known as, and start creating some business cards, letterhead, things like that. And it's good to send out a press release once you've completely rebranded so people can see that and you can get noticed. It has some benefit as far as SEO goes, not what it once did, but it does have some benefit. But create this plan, make sure that you go by this plan so that you can strategically position your new practice. And finally, communicate clearly and consistently. You want to make sure that the message that the front office staff is communicating is the same thing that's portrayed on social media, the same thing is portrayed via email communications, when you're visiting with a patient, and so on. So you don't want to send mixed messages. You want everything to be as clear as possible. And so there you have it, the 7 steps for rebranding your practice. Let's go through them again. Number 1, consider if you really need to. Number 2, understand what it's going to take. 3, have your vision in mind. 4, do your research. 5, rethink who your target customer is. 6, create a plan. 7, communicate clearly and consistently. So there you have it. That is episode 83. Be sure to tune in next week for episode 84, where we're going to be talking about how you can build an amazing online reputation. Till next time, be positive, be happy, and be proactive. Remember, your business, like life, is what you make of it.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the 10-Minute Healthcare Marketing Podcast. Implementing just one of the tips you heard today will help your practice move one step closer toward dominating your local market. If you've got more questions, or you're looking for recaps, show notes, or even more resources to help you grow your practice, check us out online at healthcaremarketingpodcast.com.